This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. My name's Mitch Ellis, a.k.a. Thunder, here with the kicker, Mason Crosby.
So, I'm here.
Mace, how's your it's been pouring this morning in Milwaukee.
That's
how
nice.
You guys doing?
Y'all needed some rain.
Yeah. We only had like, 8 inches of snow to melt.
Yeah, exactly.
So we needed the rain right on top of it.
I won't tell you what it is here.
All right, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We know it's nicer, it's okay. You don't have, it's not a brag.
Let's just say I have my golf shorts on, so I'll be heading out after.
Well, Tommy had shorts on yesterday, and we'll all have shorts on Friday, I think, because Friday's gonna be like mid 50s.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm bringing that warmth.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Well, joining the show now, longtime Green Bay Packer, teammate of yours, and all-around good guy, Scott.
Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, no big deal. Scott Wells joins the show. Scott, welcome to the Mason Crosby Show.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on.
What's up, Scott? Appreciate you jumping on. And I know we cross paths here in the Nashville area quite a bit. And sometimes it's just we sit down on a flight and we're like, oh, we're going to the same place. So I know you headed up to the Combine last night. So tell us what you're up to now, what you're doing, why you're there at the Combine.
Yeah, so since retiring, I spent almost 8 years coaching offensive line at the high school level and wrestling and teaching. And after I got my oldest all the way through school, I decided that wasn't necessarily for me and took a little bit of time off. And now I am actually working full time with the NFLPA. So we are up at the Combine for that purpose. So your listeners, if they don't know who it is, NFLPA is the union for the players of the NFL, and we're up here and getting our hands on these rookies early, trying to teach them kind of what we do as a union, why it's important to be involved, educate them, and get them off to a good, fresh jump start as they enter into their NFL careers.
I love that. I've been talking about that a lot with the Combine and my feelings on the Combine and everything that it is. And so it was a great timing to have you on working for the NFLPA, trying to get ahead of these guys because these rookies are going through all of this, but they're not represented by the PA yet until they sign with the teams. So you're just trying to give them knowledge and tell them kind of what their rights and what they will be able to do once they enter the NFL.
Correct. And this, I mean, the game has changed so much since, I mean, I went through the Combine and when, you know, your rookie year, et cetera, these guys are coming out of college, a lot of them with extensive NIL deals.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of legalities that go into that. And there's a whole lot of questions on that as they transition in their professional careers. But, you know, the sport of college football has always been big money, and that's only gone up as the fan base and all of that, and the investment from the fan has gone up. The schools have invested more in the players. So that is some intricacies we have to work through as they transition into their professional careers. But you know, when you are going through the Combine and the draft, you're oftentimes just focused on the measurables of how high can I jump, how fast can I run, what's my 225, doing all these drills. You don't really understand the business side of what's coming around the corner. So and the whole collective bargaining agreement, what is that? Why do we have one? You know, how much progress have we made over the years? And this really gives us an opportunity to help mold these rookies and give them a level of expectation for the big picture, not just what occurs on the field as they transition.
Yeah, so smart. This is Scott Wells joining the Mason Crosby Show, former Packers center, Super Bowl champ. Former Ram, I guess. But, that's we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, neither here nor there.
We'll talk about that. That was a brief period of time.
Yeah, but so Scott, like, what's your feelings on the whole Combine process? Like this whole show that they put on for this Combine. How do you feel about everything that goes on there?
All right, mixed the most. I went to the Combine. I was fortunate enough to get invited years ago, and again, as I said earlier, it's changed a lot. But it is. It's always interesting how they parade you through like cattle, and they want to look at you and. And, you know, to the point where back when I went through it, and obviously as an outsider, you're not privy to these meetings now where you don't just go in there and sit and watch them as they parade the players across. But as a player going through it, it was kind of odd to me because you weigh in on a scale, on the stage.
On the stage, yeah.
Yeah, and they're all the scouts and coaches and everybody, whoever has the right credentials gets to sit out there and watch you, and they kind of just march you across. And we've all seen the photos, you know, of Tom Brady when he went through, and of other guys when they've gone through. And it's kind of barbaric and archaic, I think. You know, it's like, what are you guys looking for?
Yeah, exactly.
But I think my take, and again, I have no evidence to support this, I think my take is that they want to see how you compare to everybody else in your position, and that's one way to look at it.
Just like a direct side-by-side comparison.
Correct. And then they put you through the same drills and all this. So they've got film, and the film is, you know, depends on who you're playing, who your competition is. But now they get you in here side-by-side with other people at your exact position, and now they're able to compare you in real time to, all right, well, how do you move compared to this other center we're looking at? Or how do you, you know, what is your body type compared to this other guy we're looking at? And they get all their measurables. You know, football is a science, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not how you play. It's just the measurables.
I just remember how awkward. I mean, you're standing in, like, tights with your shirt off, standing in a line. And, yeah, they announce your name. You walk up. They measure, you know, your hand measurements, which I'm like, as a kicker, I'm like, okay, yeah. Like,
right.
What does that matter? Yeah, then you stand on the scale, shirt off. Then you go get in the little pod, and they do your body fat percentage. And then you're doing all this stuff. And this, like, the whole show is just wild. And it is, like, Yeah, I get some of it. For me, it is. It's those third round and later guys. Because those first couple rounds, it's like everybody, you should have enough information. And you kind of know what those guys are just because of their talent level. There's rarely guys that, like, surprise you, you know, of like, where they're at. So for me, I'm just a huge proponent, like, yeah, this is something for those smaller schools, those third and later guys, where it's like, all right, you're proving that you're worth drafting in those later rounds to be the core of our team. You're going to do what we ask. You're going to do it the right way. And can you fit into our program? That's kind of how I view the whole interview weight, you know, physical part of the combine.
Yeah, you hit on the interviews. I had one interview at the combine. One.
That's
and
crazy.
I like, so that, my agent, I was like, why did I only have one interview? And he was like, you've never been in trouble. They don't really need to ask you. Apparently, the interviews, it's guys, they ask them a lot of personal
changed.
Questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had an interview with Tony Dungy. That was my only one.
That's crazy.
And, I mean, it is funny, but I would love to see if there's a statistic on how many guys have dropped in their draft status due to the weigh-in.
Yeah, exactly. Just the optics, like, just okay. Yeah. Like, everyone sees them and they're like, okay, yep, this guy, he doesn't fit the bill for us.
Right. I know you get guys, you know, DK Metcalf when he came through. I mean, dude, shredded, huge.
Sure.
Shredded. You see him and you're looking at him and you're looking at another receiver. You're like, oh, okay, this guy's a different physical specimen. But I'm just curious, as an offensive lineman or even anybody, any other position, when you walk through and they're like, man, he really looks good on film, but he looks terrible with his shirt off. So we're not going to draft him.
I'm sure there are. There are teams that do that.
He looks terrible with his shirt off. He's a sloppy dirtbag. We're going to draft him.
But, yeah, he looks good. That's probably the Jaguars. That's how the Jaguars draft
players. Just ripping on the Jags. That's what we do here on the Mason Crosby Show.
Exactly. This is Scott Wells on the Mason Crosby Show, former Packers center and Super Bowl champ. Let's talk a little bit of pass ball, because we have a segment here, and you're part of this right now, is like the where are they now, but we want to talk about pass ball. So, talk about your time playing there in Green Bay, and obviously you ended up going to the Rams, and just kind of maybe, you know, that transition process, like what all that felt like.
Well, to keep it as brief as I can, Green Bay was never on my radar in the first place. Obviously, graduating from Tennessee, playing in the SEC, and all the conversation I had with my agent, all the teams that were looking at me were Southeastern teams. So I remember Green Bay approached me, the scouts approached me at the Senior Bowl, and that's the first time I'd ever talked to them. Well, going through the draft, I slid in the draft, and which, you know, the draft is – all these experts like to say where everybody's going to go. Well, I went way after when I was thought I was going to go.
Your projection was, yeah.
Correct. And Green Bay calls, I remember, I think it was Larry Bechtel, the O-line coach, calls me in the fifth round and asked if I'd come there as an undrafted free agent. And I told him no. I was like, if I'm going somewhere as an undrafted free agent, I'm going to stay in the South.
Because exactly.
I was a Southern kid. I'm going to stay close to home. Well, they ended up drafting me. I think I was 251 out of 255, I think. Ended up exactly where I needed to be, and that's why I always say God works in mysterious ways, because I would not have chosen that, but that's exactly where I needed to be.
I love that.
And obviously had a great 8-year career there. Ups and down practice squad guy my first few weeks, worked my way back in, off of that, got in the lineup. But then free agency hits after year eight. You know, we'd won the Super Bowl in 2010. 2011, we're 15-1. I'd just been selected my first Pro Bowl. And I always tell everybody, it's not necessarily how I played. I was surrounded by some great guys. I had great players around me, which you can attest. If you have a good team around you, they make you look a whole lot better.
Scott, what was it like making a Pro Bowl?
I mean, it was great because my fourth year, I was an alternate.
Yeah.
And I never got back on the until my eighth year. And it was, I mean, center, you think about it, how do you measure who's a Pro Bowl center? You don't have rushing yards. You don't have stats. You have, you know, how many pressures you give up, how many sacks you give up, what's your team run average, things like that. How many sacks does your team give up? But they're all team measurables.
You're just a team guy.
When you have guys like Matt Burke and Olin Cruz, and you had Sean O'Hare, and you have Ryan Khalil, and you have these guys, Gerard from Dallas, these guys, that's who I was competing against. And they were multiple-time Pro Bowlers. So at the center position, once you got a name in your head and you recognize that name, fans and players alike,
it's hard to shift off of it.
They're like, I don't know anything about center. I'm voting for him.
that makes sense.
So, but going into free agency, I tried hard to stay in Green Bay, but everybody knows the business side of it. I was 31 years old. I've known Jeff Fisher off and on since high school. He used to come watch our high school games when he was a coach at with the Titans.
Nice.
And I went on that visit and hit it off with the coaching staff. And I was like, man, Green Bay's going to match. They're going to match. And I actually offered to stay in Green Bay for less.
Ooh.
But it didn't work out. The business side of it took over at that point. I had to make, you know, a decision at 31, knowing that was most likely my last contract.
Yeah.
And so I moved on. And that's the nature of the beast. And, you know, we weren't very good. We didn't win a lot of games in St. Louis. But I did value my time there. I had a lot of friends that we made off the field. And, again, that's all part of, you know, God's journey for you, is that I think that transition from Green Bay to St. Louis at that point in my career also prepared me for life after football. Because by the time it was done, I was ready.
Yeah.
I had 3 years in St. Louis. My body fell apart. And I was ready. I was ready to transition out. So, again, my wife and I, we talk about it, is that, you know, God knows what he's doing. He puts you where you need to be, when you need to be there. And
you moving there, you sold me your house in Green Bay. So
I did.
There you go.
By the way, a little fun fact for your listeners. Mason is my only training camp roommate to not get cut.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure you said that to me too. You're like, all my roommates have gotten cut. And I'm like, oh, great. Thanks, man.
Scott, why did you put the hex on all your other roommates?
Yeah, thanks for not doing it to me.
I'll take that back. My first year, I was cut, and my roommate made the team.
So it was just one person in that room. I get it.
Yeah, the second year we flipped. So my first roommate was BJ Sanders, if you remember the punter.
Oh, BJ Sanders, yeah.
Yeah, and BJ made the team. He was a third-round pick. I was a seventh-round pick. I got cut. And then the next year we roomed again, and then he was gone.
Yeah, it's always a good sign when you spend a third-round pick on a punter.
Yeah, that was
a stud in college.
He was, but still, what are you doing drafting a third-rounder? Come on.
We needed a punter, man.
All right. Good point. All right, Scott Wells joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. Scott, I just wanted to ask a quick question about Tennessee. My wife is from outside of Knoxville. All my in-laws, huge Vols fans. I know that you had some successful seasons there under Phil Fulmer. What was it like playing in the SEC? You played just there a couple years after Tennessee had won the national championship. What was your experience there in Knoxville?
Yeah, they actually won the title my senior year in high school. So that was
your senior year. Okay.
So close.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was my two visits in high school, my official and my unofficial, was the Florida game, which they tore down the goalposts. And the Arkansas game, which if you remember that, Arkansas had that game won.
Where Clint Sterner put the ball on the ground, right?
Yep. Tripped and fumbled the ball. So those were my two visits.
Wow.
And the place went nuts.
Yeah.
And so obviously coming in there, we really, one out of the, I redshirted my first year, but 1 year we were I think we lost four games, and that was a terrible season.
Yep.
And other than that, we were in the hunt. 2001, we ranked second in the country, went down to Atlanta, lost the SEC championship game to a Nick Saban LSU team, which knocked us out. That was when Miami won their first title during that run. Senior year, we went down, snapped Miami's, I think it was a 36-game home win streak against a Sean Taylor, Vince Wilfork, a loaded team. Mm. And so I had a great experience in college. I know a lot of people go to school and they don't. But I chose Tennessee because I wanted to know if I had what it took to play at the next level. And I had a lot of people telling me that, you know, Tennessee had offered, but that I'd get lost in the numbers. I was just going to be a roster guy. And anybody that knows me knows that's just fuel. If you tell me that, if you try to tell me that I'm not big enough, I'm not good enough, I'm going to get lost in the numbers.
Then you went to the mats, right? Your wrestling background took over.
I take it as a personal challenge. And so I went there and was blessed, started 49 consecutive games in college, which at the time was a big deal.
Now, awesome.
Now they play 20 games or whatever. So
right. No, but back when they played 12, 13 games, that was a lot of games in a row. Absolutely.
Sure. Yep.
And in the SEC, you think about the number of first-round defensive linemen that come out of the SEC.
That's
so
right.
I had some outstanding competition. I got to go. Albert Haynesworth and I were in the same signing class. So, I mean, I practiced against Haynesworth and John Henderson. That was our starting D-line.
Beast.
Yeah, that's big dudes.
All right. Well, yeah. do you think Tennessee can make a run here in March Madness? Do you think they can make a run in the tournament? They got a pretty good basketball team right now.
They do. I think any of those top eight teams look extremely trying. Really, you get to those mid, you get to 8 to 14, they're upset-minded as well. I've watched a couple of games, and those mid-ranked teams go down to the wire. I mean, Alabama, obviously, last night looked really good against Mississippi State, which I hate to even have those words come out of my mouth.
As you should, yeah.
I can't believe you said that.
Well, I know, but
we hate Alabama.
That's the game I caught. But, I think Tennessee, obviously, Rick Barnes, I'd love to see him get over the hump. He seems to always take teams deep and can't quite get to the finish line because he did the same thing at Texas. But they got a good squad. If they're on, they're as good as anybody else.
Well, awesome, Scott. Enjoy the combine. Get these rookies right. Make sure that they're ready to roll, especially the ones that the Packers are looking to draft. Make sure that they know what they're doing coming into this NFL process. But really appreciate you jumping on. You're one of my all-time favorite teammates, good buddy. Always a pleasure, Scott.
All right, man, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Scott. Later. Thanks for jumping on. That's Scott Wells, former Packers and Rams offensive lineman and friend of show, part of Where Are They Now? And he's he's kind of a corporate man, huh? Working for the NFLPA. Like, hey, I feel like that's a good gig if you can get it. Like, a lot of former players aren't sure what to do, get into coaching high school like he said he did. But working for the league, I feel like that's a pretty good spot to be in.
Yeah, I was. So we were flying up to the Lombardi Foundation's golf event last summer.
Okay.
It was funny. We actually, I didn't know he was going, and we met in the airport, and we're like, "Oh, what are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I'm going to the golf." I was like, "Oh,
yeah,
okay.
What are you doing? What are you doing?"
So we sat next to each other on the flight up to Milwaukee, and kind of caught up a little bit. And I had randomly seen him at a eighth grade football game, with his kids playing. So.
Nice.
All that crossover is just so great. There's so many guys here. I mean, Chad Clifton lives nearby.
Sure,
you know,
Cliffy.
Clay Matthews, Cobb, you know, who we talked to. Everybody's here. Bakhtiari's down here. So I kind of have the Super Bowl team, like, you know, kind of here and like around the fringes. So,
when you're sitting next to him on the plane and it's like, I'm sure you're sitting first class, so it's just the two seats, but he's still like a beefy guy. Like, do you have
we flew Southwest, so which was nice, is that Southwest.
So did you have two seats? Three seats for two people?
Oh, yeah, with how big he is. I was like, dude, just sit there, like, sit in the aisle.
Like, no
we'll
one's
leave
sitting.
The middle seat. No one's coming in there.
No one's coming
if
in.
If they do, they're going to be uncomfortable.
That's awesome.
He was a good buffer.
I love it. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. This is the Mason Crosby Show. We are on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Our studios are powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and you can listen to us free no matter where you are on the Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, A-U-D-A-C-Y. We'll finish up some of our Goody conversation, I think, coming back. and get into basketball in the 10 o'clock hour. We also got to hear about Tommy's athletic escapades yesterday from our work party. We had a little work excursion yesterday from 1 to 4, and I had it in my calendar. I was excited to come at like 1:45. I'm sitting at my desk at my other job, the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, by the way, in case you want to donate money, feel free. I'm getting ready to like come over, and then of course like there's like, hey Mitch, can you jump into this 2 o'clock meeting? We want to get your opinion on something. I'm like, yeah,
When you're important, you're important.
Right? Exactly. So I didn't make it over. I was kind of bummed. So we'll have to do a Mason Crosby Show First in Bowl excursion, I think, at some point.
Let's do it.
But a little bit more from Goody. We'll play a couple more cuts from him and the importance, the true importance and value of the NFL Combine and just like the gravitas of how important this event is every year. We'll really dig deep into.
Yeah. All right, let's all take our shirts off and look at each other and decide if we fit.
You guys don't want that.
I'm gonna choose Carlum B. I'm gonna choose Carlum B. Whatever it is.
I'm not getting drafted. I'm not taking my shirt off.
It could be like a sea full of electric eels and killer sharks, and I will choose that as opposed to participating in the combine and taking my shirt off.
They should just
nobody needs that.
Could they ever get like regular people to come and just like take your shirt off?
Well, it sounds like the Mason Crosby Show needs to do a combine while Mason's in town at some point.
Let's go.
Let's do a combine. I'll run y'all through the combine and show y'all how.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.